Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Do this.
This is not International Women's Day. All right.
Okay.
And you're not getting off
in a month. I don't think at a month anymore.
I need you to answer for Jordan Hudson.
Ah, Jordan with an O, which I think changes everything.
Jordan Hudson, who of course is Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend. I can't let you get out of here. What do you think of that? And just her helicopter tendencies over Bill Belichick. What's that all about?
Okay, the outburst in the CBS Sunday Morning interview was bizarre because we are not talking about this. I have gone out of my way, not out of my way per se, but like I haven't been inclined to excessively discuss the situation between Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson ever since they became a couple. And like last summer, I think he's out there wearing the Taylor Swift Eras Tour sweatshirt with her. And then Halloween rolls around and they do the mermaid beach photo shoot thing. And it was such an odd place for me to be in because I am usually not like super enamored by the old man, very young girlfriend trope, especially old man who has one time had a 30 like plus year marriage with his childhood sweetheart, but I digress. But there was something endearing about Bill Belichick like smiling on a beach doing yoga with this girlfriend who he allegedly met on a plane, which now like who knows where they met. And I didn't care. I didn't even care about the validity of that story until she has her outburst and the further reporting that was one of like many outbursts, which is why they included it in the piece and even stalled the interview for 30 minutes. And I wasn't that interested when she was on the field at UNC spring practice. I wasn't that interested when there was the public records request about her being involved in sending emails for Coach Belichick at UNC. But now I'm fully in, and I hate that I'm fully in. And at the end of the day, how Bill Belichick wants his life to go at this point, if he's sick of making decisions all the time, or maybe don't take a head football coach job at a university, but like, I don't mind if you have, you know, a woman in your life who takes care of some of the business sides for you, but it's devolved into absurdity. Someone just posted an email before I was hopping on with you guys and I haven't read it, but something about Bill Belichick's trying to defend what his book is about, and Jordan posted it on her Instagram and used a Taylor Swift song, "Look What You Made Me Do." And what are we doing? She was retweeting tweets in support of her this morning when she's not usually even on Twitter. This is what happens. This is when you have a generational divide like this. I don't know what you expect.
Yeah, no, you're right.
He's losing it.
That's definitely happening, but I guess he's having a good time on the way out.
May as well.
He's got the money. It's just you also have a football team to get ready for the season in the fall, not to be that person.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I don't...
Chasing this...
I just don't know how you, like...
Young woman around?
How do you, like, you know, introduce her to your kids who are, like, 15 years older than she is? I mean, like, just insanely weird.
Nightmare fuel.
It's just a crazy thing. Jessica, you're the best. Thank you as always.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Talk to you later. Bye.
She is Jessica Benson.
So you're saying, how do you introduce them?
Yeah, like how do you even do that with a
They're
straight
not
face?
Doing it, bro.
Oh, they certainly have. They have met.
Of course they, but it's not going to be something where they're like, "Dad, I want to formally meet her." You think that
they're dating? I mean, they're in a relationship. They, you know, if your dad was in a relationship, you would want to meet the woman he was with.
Hmm. I don't think in this case, because it's a national story, man. If you want your privacy, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it ain't private.
You think they're all good with it, his kids?
I don't know. I
guarantee you.
No, I'm not saying they're good with it. I'm just saying it's very
awkward. It might not be 100%.
I don't think there's any way they could be good with it. Like, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That could be a straight fire situation where they're like, Dad, this woman's doing this to you. And all.
Well, yeah,
you know, there's a possibility they don't like it at all.
His kids, I know what she wants. She wants to stake him out and get his money when he goes.
You're younger than me.
Right. And you're trying to get written into the will.
You're younger than me. You're trying to get my daddy.
Yeah, you're trying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's a good likelihood I would feel a certain way about that.
I just wonder, maybe Bill,
I come to grips.
Would Bill try to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Bill's going to try to be like, no, you've got
normal,
to meet her.
It's good.
Please,
yeah.
Come.
I really like her.
Yeah, right. Come meet her. Come have dinner. And somebody said no. Now, maybe some of them did.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe you have to put all that down. It's like Jess said.
I don't know.
It's your dad. You got to.
The age gap is outrageous.
I would just be concerned.
It's not 10 years. It's not 20 years. It's like 50 years.
If you're not concerned about your father getting used, are you really paying any attention? Because we know that happened.
Well, maybe that would make you more attentive to it.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that like you know what the deal is here? It can't be like you genuinely love my dad.
Let's be real. That man probably hasn't had love in his life for a long time. Football's been the love. That's what lights the fire for Bill.
Yeah.
That's what gets him hot.
Well, she's obviously crazy.
And so
he's a crazy person.
He's reopened the door.
Yes.
To that kind of love.
Yes.
And clearly, he's indulging.
Yes.
In a way that, man, I think he's going to find out, man, this has got me too busy for the football man that I still am. We'll see. Maybe he's not the football man anymore. I just can't. He can't have time for both of those. The same amount of time that he had for Tom.
The New York Post on this subject says that even before the weekend's interview, that was like very strange.
I never saw. I didn't hear the outburst.
Well, she said, we're not talking about this, like how they met, which is like, again, you know, this seems like a very normal question. The New York Post says the legendary football coach's friends were shaking their heads. They are talking to him about her, but very gently because they know how deep in he is.
See?
She saw an opening and she took it.
Well, I'm not going to co-sign that, but on him, you can understand.
The consensus is that this relationship is alarming and that Hudson is a runaway train, according to the New York Post.
See, if I were his kids, I'd be at the least concerned.
I would probably be
in fear.
Yes.
That my dad's fallen head over heels here and I can't get him back. He didn't realize the damage that this woman could potentially cause. I'm not saying that's the case.
Yeah.
That's how those are the things I would be concerned about.
But it's really irrelevant because, like, she has involved herself and inserted herself into the operations at North Carolina.
Well, and then what was the show this weekend?
It was like CBS This Morning.
So if you're going on that show, John, you're going on that show. You know beforehand, the producers have told you we're going to talk about your relationship.
I mean, she's there.
And just common sense 101, you know one of the questions, if they didn't tell you directly, is going to be, how'd y'all meet? What are you talking about? So that is some control type stuff. What
Absolutely.
You're talking about with the, I didn't hear it, but I don't think I have to.
Yeah.
The man might just be blind in that area. You can be a genius in some and be blind in some others.
I mean, listen.
Somebody save him.
If I'm a single man and I'm 73 and a 26-year-old that looks like that is trying to be with me, do you think I'm going to sit here and say, you only want me for my money? I'm going to say, let's go.
But
I'm not blaming Bill.
Okay.
I'm blaming her.
I think a lot of men would agree with you. Are you then going to say, honey, come organize my desk. Honey, come break down this NIL
no, I would
for
not,
me.
I would
honey,
not involve
come send
her
this.
In football
that,
operations.
That woman that you just said is a 73-year-old man. You got some lust going on, and we get it.
Yep.
We're all men.
Yep.
But now you're telling me you're going to let her in like that?
Yeah.
No, you're still going to put some boundaries down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, we can be in a relationship. You're not running my football program. I mean, that's...
So he's getting whipped.
He's totally whipped. And again, like, it's beyond... It's like, what are her intentions here? What is she trying to do? Because she CC'd on every email, basically. That's what Bill told North Carolina
people.
That's
unbelievable, man.
It's like, what are you trying to get out of this? Like, what are you, you know?
She CC'd on every email?
Yes, bro. Yes.
How is North Carolina find that?
She is the her email signature, according to The Athletic,
is... Oh, she has a job.
Chief Operating Officer of Belichick Productions. And she was copied on emails about whether to accept various interview requests. which is just outrageous protocol for a university. Can you imagine, like, if Penny Hardaway was married, like Penny Hardaway going, now maybe they do it for Penny because he's Penny, but like he would never even think to say, CC my wife on, you know, my girlfriend on these. It's just it's crazy.
It's outrageous.
And they're just kind of putting up with it because he's Bill, you know? Can you include her on anything you send to me? What he asked of the school senior associate AD for external affairs.
She put the worming down in his ear like Khan did in Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
She's totally controlling that man.
Yeah, she's like a puppeteer right now.
Yeah,
I mean it's
she whipped him.
Yeah,
like John said, he's 73.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Yep,
since it's been this hot.
Yep. Oh yeah.
For Bill.
I mean, again, I get it.
And he's lost. He's lost. You know,
but
he's losing himself.
But he's too smart, honestly, right?
Like, somebody needs to shake him and say that. Who would he listen to? He's not going to listen to Tom. He's going to say, I was the reason we won the Super Bowls. I'm not listening to you.
Tom ain't touching that one.
Maybe Kraft can talk some sense into him.
Yep.
His old buddy.
Yep. She showed up to a cheer practice driving a white Porsche that has a base price of $75,000, you know? So, I mean... He's been lavishing her with gifts and, you know, authority and all these things.
It's just so random that it's Bill. Crazy. He would be the guy you would say.
Yes. He's not going to
Not going to get involved in anything like that. Not the kind of guy.
Yes.
The kind, you know.
But I guess, you know, we're all vulnerable in some ways, aren't we? When we get to that age and he's lonely and younger I get. If you're 70 and a 40-year-old is coming up to you, that's like, okay, mid-20s? Man, I mean, you gotta know that something is amiss there. Something is nefarious going on, and now she's got her hooks into him.
Well, she could be stealing from him. He just needs to make sure.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. Guy.
Yeah, enjoy yourself, but don't let this woman, you know, wreck you.
Exactly.
Because it sounds like it's disturbing.
Exactly. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. We're going to get into the NBA playoffs. Lots more to come. Jason DeJohn, I'm trying to FM ESPN.